world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, gotta pop the clutch. Got a long way to go, short time to get there. Smoking the Bandit. Anybody remember that to me? We got a long way to go, short time to get there. That's the way I feel today. That's the way I feel a lot of days. Overrun with so much information, stuff I want to, folks, there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. All of these lies are being exposed. Let me throw this out there real quick. Now that Pete Rose is dead, they're going to let him in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw that. He's been on the not eligible hall because whatever it was, Pete was a despicable guy, no doubt about it. He bet on baseball, but he bet on his own team, right? The greatest, I mean, come on. And now, well, they just said, we're going to let Pete, he's no longer barred. I mean, some things, to me, are so much injustice. That guy didn't get the opportunity. Mr. Baseball doesn't get the opportunity to bask in that glory. Pete was a love him, hate him kind of guy. Anyway, I don't know how I got on that other than a lot of stuff going on. It's hitting us in 1,000 different directions. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Nothing hidden. The exposing is going on. I got some great stuff for you today. Hang in there with us. By the way, Spencer, real quickly, brother, bring up my website. You can now register online for the annual. Spencer and the guys, we finally got it up there. So all you have to do, man, is go to Coach Dave Live, and there's going to be a pop-up. It's going to hit somewhere, I think, isn't it, Spencer? It should. What's that?
I think I just can't see it on this end.
But okay, there it is. Annual National Huddle. Register here. Come on, man. Because I got to make preparations, you know, food, all that kind of stuff. How many people are coming? Register here. Look, you can call it a donation, whatever you want to. We got expenses involved. It's $59 for one person. It's $100 for a couple. Just look at it as a donation. Just come and meet these people. So you can now do that online, okay? Go to Coach Dave Live, the annual National Huddle, June 15th. I think it's June 13th through the 15th. $59, four meals, five meals, however many meals included with a fellowship, planning. It's gonna be good, man. It's gonna be good. In fact, maybe invite one of your friends to come. Maybe somebody say, oh yeah, you got to come and meet this. This is really, really good stuff. So anyway, you can now do that online. Okay. Now, are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Is JR in here today? JR sleeps in or doesn't sleep, whatever. I don't know if he's in. Doesn't matter if he's in here or not. Did you guys see this? Pull up number two, Spencer. Pull up number two. Amazing. Amazing. No, number two. Folks, the Ohio legislators have introduced into the 136th General Assembly Natural Family Month here in Ohio. Can you open that up, Spencer? Now, look, we've got to get organized, and we have got to turn up the heat on our elected officials. Natural Family Month is on the docket in Ohio. Now, I don't know how JR made this happen. He has been laboring and slaving, and somewhere on here, Spencer, y'all be able to click on there. Designate Natural Family Month. It says hide long time. There it is. Here it is, folks. Legislation in our state house now, introduced yesterday. What? That weeks from Mother's Day, which is the second Sunday in May, to Father's Day, which is the third Sunday in June, shall be designated as Natural Family Month. It has been introduced into the House or the Senate? Doesn't matter. Now, folks, we got to turn up the heat, baby. We got to turn up the heat. We got to make phone calls. We got to get our friends to make phone calls. We have to call our elected officials. And so we're Mel, if Mel's out there listening, which she probably is, we got to make this an action. We've got to bombard these people. Now scroll down a second, Spence, and it'll show us the co-sponsors. Look underneath Josh Williams. Co-sponsors, folks. Co-sponsors, meaning these people are already in. Now, I'm going to stop a minute. Do you have any idea? Somebody wake JR up. Anybody have any idea what an effort this is? Glenn, are you out there? What an effort this is to get the Republican Party to actually do something about it.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And there's a lot of co-sponsors on there. Beth Lear is a Christian. Jennifer Gross, one of the co-sponsors, is a Christian. I don't know about this other guy, but yes, you have to call and push it because it's been introduced. Now it goes to a committee, and the committee decides if they're going to let it out for a vote or not.
So, but hey, this is the first start. Now, folks, are we gonna demand our place at the table or not? Are we gonna let them discriminate against us? Discriminate against the natural family? So this is good news. This is great news, and we have to come up with a plan on how to turn up the heat. Everybody you know ought to be calling them and say, yes, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. We're going to get organized on that. That's a big deal. And I tip my cap to JR because he has made it his life's work to get this thing done. I about fell over when I saw it. But somebody, hey, Glenn, do you know anything about Beth Lear or the guy below, and what's his
I don't
name?
Know much about the guy below. Beth Lear, she's good. She'll try to get this bill out of committee. And another one is Jennifer Gross. Okay,
yes,
she's pretty strong as well. Those are two people that I do know that are strong advocates for this.
Okay, so Josh, what's his name? Scroll down there again, Spence. I'm sorry, I don't know Josh Williams, but he's one of the co-sponsors. So we're going to know, we got to let them know we appreciate what they do. Maybe we need to find out who we need to contact, folks, do you have any idea what the homosexual lobby is going to do? Try to kill this bill? Do you have any idea how important this is? My goodness.
Coach, JR, he's pretty humble, but I tell you, he's very consistently in week in and week out. He does a weekly call, continually trying to promote, Natural Family Month. He's just been relentless, just very methodical, week in and week out.
So, folks, Glenn, can we scream discrimination? Can we scream discrimination? You're not going to give us our place at the table? Come on, friends. How can they say no to Natural Family Month other than they'll hear more from the homo lobby than they will from ours?
Well, here's the interesting thing. JR got notified that the bill was introduced by a homo. Some guy called him and let him know, hey, your bill, now Natural Family Month is on their radar.
Uh-huh. So let the games begin, right? Let the games begin. My phone's blown up here. So Mel and listen, we don't want to go at this half-butted. We want to go hard at this. We got to get this organized. We have got to bombard these people. Folks, hey, let me ask you something. What would be their reason to say no? What would be their reason? Well, the homos are going to say it's discriminatory. Whatever. As if Gay Pride Month isn't discriminatory. By the way, can the homos, as Glenn would say, can the homosexual lobby, could they support Natural Family Month? They're certainly not bigots, are they? They're not bigots. They're for inclusion and diversity and tolerance, aren't they? They certainly are for all of that, right? How can they oppose it? How could they possibly oppose the recognition of 60, 70% of the world? How can they oppose it? Well, they will, and they'll scream and holler and yell, and the Christians will sit back and we won't do anything. See, this ought to be announced in every church in Ohio. Every church in Ohio ought to be announcing that this is natural. It's Natural Family Month is on on the docket. On the, I'm blown away, JR. I mean, I had no idea that this thing was this close to happening. And as Glenn said, there are some good, godly people. We got to give them a backbone, man. Yeah, let's call those bigots out for what they are. Those homosexual bigots, that gay lobby bigots that are against Christianity and against Christian families. We got to fight with the same sword, man. Come on. So this is big. Now, why? Ohio, then Michigan, then Indiana, then Illinois. There it goes. Wow. I should have called JR and woke him up. Anyway, Jeff Klein, come on now.
Can you hear me, Coach?
More good stuff. Hang on, go ahead. I'm sorry. There he is, JR. JR's in there. I drug him out of bed.
I'm having computer problems this morning. I can't get the camera to work.
Okay.
I just I'm hearing this guy yelling.
First of all, pat on the back, dude. You got it there. So we got to get organized now how to hammer these people to get them to do this.
Amen. Amen. And yes, other folks calling your representatives, get them to get this thing to go through. Yeah.
I think so. JR, let's get organized and let's get started on it tomorrow. We'll begin to bombard them, right? Because I can tell you, hey, JR, boy, the tranny lobby, those hump there, you can bet they're making phone calls.
They are to me.
They are to you, huh? Hey, JR, we just want our place at the table, right?
Yes, sir.
We're just tolerant, diverse, and open, and welcoming, and inclusive. And we would just like to have our month, too. How do they say no to that? So it's all a matter of how we frame the argument. And so anyway, JR, we'll move on here. Let's get a strategy together.
All right, good. Thank you very much.
Let's push this thing through, because this will sweep the nation. No doubt in my mind, it'll sweep the nation. Unbelievable. Great work, JR.
Thank you. Come on in,
Mary Jane. Or Jeff. On mine, this is Mary Jane Klein. Jeff's on the right. Go ahead.
You know, JR has been relentless on this, like you
said. Relentless.
He's reminded me every so often. He said, hey, you still got that phone number for Bernie Moreno, our senator? I said, yeah. He said, get on him. He needs to know about this. So I've been sending him some text messages. You know, it's like the mayor here in Mount Vernon. When I've been approaching that guy for four or five times trying to get it in his office, now they finally, after I backed him in a corner, they said, well, the city of Mount Vernon, now the mayor and the city council, and them, we don't back anything anymore. We don't get behind nothing. It's like it in the schools. We don't get behind nothing. We're neutral.
That's
so
right.
There's some committee here in town that I got to approach that lets you put banners up downtown. They made a little committee of people. They put the gay pride flags up last summer. So I want to ask these people, this would be neat because I got my ministry cards ready to go. So I can start hammering them out, telling the people what we got to do. JR's on that card. But also, if they make that bill, if they pass that bill, I go back to the city of Mount Vernon and say, hey, the bill's passed. Put these banners up.
Yeah. Amen. I'm telling you, I have good stuff going on. Jeff Mayers, go ahead, Jeff.
Well, just a question. Is there a flyer? Is there something new that can be put up, an electronic promo kit, something that everybody can put on their social media, send out emails, put on, you know, everything, something about that? Who would do that?
Well, Mel's great at that, and we'll figure out how to do that. That's right.
Something other than just go to this website, something that everybody can have, almost like a flyer that you could throw out on your social media and such.
That'd be good. And, folks, it's got to be an easy point and click, or click and point, right? Click, send an email here, click, 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 and just bombard them. Just bombard. If not, JR, maybe we all organize a natural family rally at the State House. A lot of stuff. We can win this thing, folks. We can win this one. Paul Goslin, come on in. Then Jack, get ready. You're next. Paul.
So your neighbor, Patrick Madrid, I'll just ask him to announce it on the radio. He's syndicated nationally. Right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes. And as I told you, he lives in Hebron, right down the road. Guys, you don't know who Patrick Madrid is. Patrick Madrid is a Catholic apologist, a big time, nationally known, probably internationally known, Catholic apologist. Great guy. He's a Catholic. And I believe he would get behind us as well. So we'll try to make that connection, Paul. He knows who I am. I've spoken with Patrick several times. He lives out in the country. I could take you to his house. Jack, come on in.
Yeah. So great kudos to JR. He got noted by Southern Poverty Law Center. If you've got that, you got the badge, baby. Southern Poverty Law Center noticed JR, Natural Family. And people, listen now. We have a flag. We have a flag that we can say, put our flag up. Well, we can't. Yeah, you can. Shirtless versus City of Boston. Yeah, you can. Or you take that. You have to bully flag down. Push it. You got to push it. And, whoa, you can challenge your friends. Instead of putting the Ukraine flag on their Facebook page, maybe they can put the National Family flag on their Facebook page. Come on, get active. Do it, people. Just shove it right in their throats.
Folks, this, we can't lose this. I mean, I don't mean we can't. We can't lose this. This is a tap-in birdie. Come on, man. This is a tap-in birdie. We just got to frame it in the just call them bigots, 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 hate mongers, homophobes, bigot, bigot, bigot. Folks, we can do this. Jeff Klein, go ahead.
You're mentioning all this. I just had something pop up on my phone. You're talking about the squeaky wheel gets the grease and we got to start hounding them. Well, they've been hounding them here in Mount Vernon at the commissioner's meeting. Bill Purcell, the county commissioner, just replaced Drenda Kesey.
Just replaced her? What do you mean?
Drenda Kesey, he replaced her. So
Did she quit, you mean?
No, he replaced her, it says.
They removed her.
Yeah, that's what it says. People are up there complaining at the meetings, demanding it. So there's an example. We gotta speak. Find out more on it today.
Yeah. Wow. Man, I ain't even getting to any of this good stuff I got. Come on in, Dale.
Just real quick, can JR attach the link in the chat on what that bill, the language of the bill is? Because that's something then we can piggyback on to bring to states like Louisiana, which is extremely family-centered and pro-life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This thing will spread like wildfire. I think Spencer's trying to put it in there for you now, Dale. Actually, all you have to do, folks, is go to that release. It's on the screen. Go back there, Spencer. Let's show them how to walk them through this, what you had to do there. So you go to this thing right here, and then all you have to do is click on documents as introduced, and then there it is. There it is. Very, very short. Look at the sponsors. And what is it? What's the law that they're – it's not a law. What? This Section 5-2541 of the revised code be enacted to read as follows. The weeks from Mother's Day, which is the second Sunday in May, to Father's Day, which is the third Sunday in June, shall be designated as Natural Family Month. That's pretty clean, ain't it, folks? That's pretty clean. Oh, man.
Hey, Dale, I just texted it to you, Dale.
We got to win this thing, baby. We got to win this one, man. Dale, your hands up, man. I didn't mean it that way. Did you want to come in, Dale? Jeff does. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach. JR's been saying now for the last couple of years, I'm the national director of Family Month. He is going to be the national director now.
It's
official.
Amen. 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 Hey, folks, we got to push this thing through, huh? We got to push this thing. Okay. All right, cool. Let me take a deep breath. I got some great stuff, but I'm going to pause a minute. Anybody have anything that they want to get in there? Anything for the good of the group? I know Craig's got about four things I got to get to and get up and ready to go. I just ain't ready with it yet, Craig. Vinny, go.
Hey, I just got to do it. I got a big one this morning. There's a big accusation for years that Trump raped a girl named Katie Johnson at the age of 13.
Right.
It's all a lie.
And now, no, it is a lie. What was that lady's name that promoted that, Vinny? You remember
Lisa
her name?
Lisa Bloom.
Lisa Bloom was a reporter. All made up. Oh, man. Pull up number four. This is what we're dealing with, Spencer. Pull up number four. We'll get into it here. Are you ready? Programming. Just leave it right there a second. This former Hollywood stuntman, Mike Smith. This is what they're doing to us, folks. Hey, folks. Homophobe. Where do you think who came up with that term? And that term has become part of our lexicon, hasn't it? Homophobe, bigot, anti-Semite, anti-Semite, whatever. They have these slogans that they use, and then they get you to repeat it over and over. Oh, conspiracy theorist, anti-vax, right? And so they create these terms, they market these terms, and what ends up happening? We repeat them for them. We use their language. You understand? You understand the programming? Oh, I got a couple great things to show you. First of all, this is a minute, 24 seconds. Former Hollywood stuntman Mike Smith, they're programming you. Go ahead.
They have been desensitizing us since we were born. And I'll give you some examples. Let's start with the big one. Let's start with words we hear all the time and never even think about. Let's start with the word entertainment. To entertain. What does that mean? To bind or hold. To bind or hold what? An audience's attention. Okay, now let's take the word Hollywood. Where does that come from? Well, Hollywood comes from the holly tree. And the ancient druids, back in the day, used to take the holly tree, make wands to weave spells, cast spells, or channel spells. What do we have in our houses? TVs. But if you stop and you say the word, tell a vision, television. And when you turn on that television, what do you get? What's the first thing that pops up? A list of channels. And when you turn on those channels, what's on those channels? Programming. They are programming you. They've been programming your whole life. You don't even know it. They do it with your music. They do it with your TV. They do it with your movies. They do it with your games. They have been programming us and programming you since you were little, and you don't even know it because you don't even question.
Wow, huh?
See, my surrogate mother was...
They have been...
Programming. Okay, don't get that one up there yet. That'll really start on. Pull this one up for me. Which one was it? How about this? Number six. Get up number six for me. Number six. Hey, folks, COVID, man. That COVID killed a lot of people. He put it up at 1.5. Yeah, daggone COVID.
Oh.
You got that virus, man. You were dead. 1.5.
It's still killing people, coach.
Now listen. It ain't COVID. Go ahead and play it.
Though I am not a doctor, I'm just a nurse. But what we saw on these front lines, we knew what was happening. And when we asked for the ibuprofen, they said, no, it was contraindicated. When we asked, why aren't we giving them steroids? Oh, well, it's not. We're just following orders. Following orders has led to the sheer number of deaths that has occurred in these hospitals. I didn't see a single patient died of COVID. I've seen a substantial number of patients die of negligence and medical malfeasance. When I was on the front lines of New York, I'm unfortunately known globally viral as the nurse that was in the break room sobbing, saying that they were murdering my patients. The pharmaceutical companies had gone into those hospitals and decided to practice, I guess you can say, on the minorities, on the disadvantaged, on the marginalized populations that we know that we had no advocates for. Because the very agencies that should have been protecting them were closed because we were sheltering in place. Now, while I was there and I saw that the pharmaceutical companies were rolling out remdesivir onto the patients, I tried to get a hold of the IRBs. I tried to get a hold of my appropriate chain of command. I tried CMS. I tried Department of Health. And they rolled out remdesivir onto a substantial number of patients for which we all saw it was killing the patients. And now it's the FDA-approved drug that is continuing to kill patients in the United States. As nurses, we've collected a statistical or descriptive amount of information that you may not get from the doctors, because from where they do quantitative data, we do qualitative data with a humanistic, phenomenological approach in nursing research. And so we've collected the data from all of these patients across the country from which we have been helping patients, because I formed the organization American Frontline Nurses and the Advocacy Network so nurses could advocate for these patients. And all of this data pool shows that as these patients get remdesivir, they have a less than 25% chance of survival if they get more than two doses. Now they're rolling it out on children as well and into the nursing homes or skilled nursing facilities as early intervention, when, as Dr. Pierre Corey and Dr. Merrick have already demonstrated, that there are cost-effective medications out there, and we are going to see the amplification of death across our country. And we haven't even touched on the vaccines, for which all of our expert panels have already very well describe that situation, so I won't touch on that since many of them are by far superior to me than even I could ever hope to be. But I can tell you that 2 days ago, I flew out my first 10-year-old with a heart attack, and I had to fight the doctor in the ER because he's like, 10-year-olds don't have heart attacks. And I argued back and forth for 30 minutes to force his hand to get an EKG to find out that he had almost a complete STEMI, which is ST elevated myocardial infarction, for which you could see it lit up on the 12-lead EKG. And he's like, well, that's not possible. And I'm like, well, he was just vaccinated yesterday. It is very much possible. At any given time, people are getting a hold of me and the nurse advocates at American Frontline Nurses to help advocate, because as you've seen, there is victim shaming that it's anxiety, oh, it's this. But in actuality, if they put down that it was a vaccine injury, the physician, the corporation, the hospital, the clinic, they actually won't get reimbursed. So it gets labeled as anxiety or neuropathy or Guillain-Barré syndrome, when in actuality, it's very realistically a vaccine injury. Now, I'm not, even though I founded American Frontline Nurses, I've traveled extensively to South America, India, and South Africa, working in hot zones, stopping the spread of the virus, and working with early intervention. And nowhere in those countries, in developing nations, do I see these issues that we see here in the United States. It's actually, I'm a very proud American citizen. I come from a family of immigrants, and my mother told me that the United States is the best country in the world, though granted I am biased being an American. And our level of healthcare has been deteriorated to substandard third world nation healthcare, whereas I tell people you are better off in South America in a field hospital than you are in level one trauma designer hospitals in the United States. As nurses, we are getting reports across the country from our American frontline nurses about patients not getting food, patients not getting water. How come a patient hasn't been fed in 9 days? Why do I need to get a court order to force a hospital to feed a person who isn't intubated and who's literally telling you they would like food? Oh, well, you can't take your BiPAP mask off. Well, that's what us nurses are for. We're going to help you take that off and we're going to help you eat, but we're not allowed to. If you know, if they're on a ventilator, they're not getting basic standards of care. I've had patients that haven't been bathed, haven't been fed, haven't been given water, haven't been turned. And if you ask me, this isn't a hospital. This is a concentration camp. That's right. Absolutely it is. Nowhere in the United States do we isolate people for hundreds of hours at a time with no human contact. It's not even allowed in the prisons. You are not allowed to isolate a prisoner for beyond a certain extensive amount of time because it is horrible for their mental health and is considered inhumane. However, in these hospitals now, we're allowed to isolate patients from their families for days, and you have to say goodbye to them over an iPhone, as Jennifer Bridges has just demonstrated to us, or she has to shuttle people in to see. And personally, I was fired for sneaking a Hispanic family in to say the last rites to their family. And so thank you, Senator Johnson, for giving nurses the opportunity to come and represent our patients, because as you can see, we're not often thought of as leading professionals, though we are the missing link between the doctors and the patients. So thank you so much for this time.
Wow, huh? Wow. What do you think, Paul?
Hey, Coach. Yeah, so during that period of time, it was very strange. I was getting calls from lawyers all over the country who were asking me to send them a prescription for ivermectin so they could force it upon the patient in the hospital. And my understanding is less than half were successful. So, you know, the more people, I can't even write down the number of damage that this caused. Every time I talk to somebody different, it has touched somebody. I hope we don't forget this COVID thing. The other thing is Scott Shira's case is paramount. It's on the second, and I think that's going to be a game changer.
I'm going to get Scott back on. We've got to go support him.
Yeah, yes. Criminal court. That's where we're going for. Criminal court for these doctors and nurses that ignored the death of this.
They just followed orders. So, Paul, let me ask you this. I mean, I'm not in the medical field. You deal with it every day, and I'm not asking you to say something controversial. But Who put the whammy on no ivermectin? It would seem to me that if you're a doctor and you're treating somebody and you hear from somebody that they're trying out ivermectin and, you know, that stuff's worked a little bit, why would keep a doctor from trying it on his own to a patient who's clearly not getting better? What's that gig all about, Paul?
Cowards. They're cowards. They know where their money's, they know where their paycheck's coming from, Coach. Uh-huh. Very, if you had to be a very independent person and you couldn't be working for a hospital or an organization, you had to be on your own. And there were a lot of us, right? There were a lot of us. But a lot of us, you know, we're not here anymore, right?
So, Paul, what do you think about that daggone Donald Trump? Now he came out and he's cutting the prices of prescription drugs. Executive order. He said we're paying in some instances 25 times more than what they would pay in England or China. Once again, America Medical subsidizing the world. We're paying way too much for prescription drugs, and the rest of the world's getting them cheap. And Donald Trump comes in and signs an executive order, said no more. We're going to pay the same thing that they're paying in China or wherever. We're going to pay the same price everybody else pays. Hey, Paul, people are pissed. Can you explain that to me? Why would people be mad? It's that programming, isn't it? What's your thought on that, Paul?
I don't know, Coach. The world.
Paul, that Eliquis that they had me on, that Eliquis. Anybody else out there in the hear of Eliquis? $1,500 a month or something. It's unbelievable, right?
And Coach, you may not know this, but that comes from snake venom.
Yeah, I
forgot to tell you that one.
Oh, my goodness. See, Dr. Brian Artis said that, and they laughed at him, right? They laughed at him. He's just telling the truth. That's all. Just telling the truth. Folks, there's an awakening going on. Hang on, Rochelle. I promise you I want to get to you. I got to show you this. Rochelle, then I'm coming back to you. Pull up number 8. You tell me there's not a revealing and an unveiling going on. Huh? I got you, Rochelle. I promise. Stay right there. I want to show you the programming. That's the theme today. Joe Rogan. What? I think Joe Rogan just got saved. I think Joe Rogan had a conversion experience. By the way, Joe Rogan's talking about giants. What? Joe Rogan's talking about Nephilim. Go ahead.
But here's the thing. If they did find those, would they tell us? Humans. But here's the thing. If they did find those, would they tell us? Like, if archaeologists, who would put the cap on that? If they found, a 10-foot human under, a just gigantic dead human with a huge sword underground, would they just say, we're wrong, giants existed? Or would they go, people can't handle this?
That's a tough, because that's the answer, that's the question for so many things.
They might say people can't handle it. It's not outside the realm of possibility.
I would say, they probably say.
Isn't that infuriating?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it was you? Now imagine you're out in West Texas, wherever you are, hanging out with your friends, and somebody notices something in the ground, and you start digging, and you pull out a thigh bone that's this big, and you plop it down, and you go, what the is that? And then you got a buddy who works at the university nearby, and he starts digging. He's like, hey, dude, this is a human foot. And he pulls out a human foot that's size 38. And you're like, what is going on, man? And so then you bring in some experts and like, holy dude, this is a giant. And then they do DNA tests. They find out it's a real actual creature.
Yeah. I'm telling everyone.
Yeah. They're going to kill you. They're going to kill
you. Folks, okay, good. Folks, here it is. That's already happening. See, it's already happening. But nobody will, they won't, the church won't even acknowledge it, that it's happened. Genesis 6, right? There were giants in there. Pull that up real quick. I haven't forgot you, Rochelle. Pull up Genesis 6. Pull up Genesis. Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. It's what everybody tells me. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto men, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of which they chose. And but scroll on down. And there were giants in the earth in those days. Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God, angels, fallen angels, sons of God came into the daughters of men. How did that happen? How did angels have sex with women? I don't know. I don't know, but the Bible says they did. When the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bare children. Who did? These angels, fallen angels, and women. And they bare children to them, and they became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. What? So you mean these mounds, these Nephilim mounds that are all around here that they're hiding from us? Joe Rogan's on it now? Joe Rogan's on top of it. Are you kidding me? Wow. Come on in, Rochelle.
Wow. Good morning, team.
Morning.
Golly. Okay, so let me ask you this. Where did you have these giants on the earth, and they are obviously dead. You're digging up bones. We're digging up bones of giants, guys. And then I don't like the way they detract and say, oh, they just wouldn't tell us because we couldn't handle it. No, they won't tell us because it's in your Bible.
Because it proves the Bible. That's right. So it disproves evolution.
Where did the spirits of those giants go? Okay, those giants are dead. Those spirits are not welcome in heaven. There's no place for them in Sheol. They roam the earth, okay? This is what leads to things like this fake COVID scam on the human population.
Yes, ma'am.
There are non-human entities out there, I promise you. Amen. And that is why you have to have good people standing up. I want to back up to what you were talking about. Richard Hirschman, he was the embalmer who got all the other embalmers together to say, what are these blood clots that, you know, that traditional drugs that usually break up blood clots like Coumadin or whatever, they wouldn't work. Nothing would touch these things.
Right.
Well, Dr. Artis teamed up with Stu Peters to tell the public all about the snake venom, all about the snail venom. Okay, 100% of these people who got COVID have snake venom, more than one type, in their bodies.
Amen.
Okay, and guess what? 100% of the time, snake venom will cause cancer. Okay, it also creates clots like the ones that the embalmer Richard Hirschman was seeing that won't be breaking up by things like Coumadin. And what else did they do? They said, oh, you can't take ivermectin, you can't take vitamin D, you can't get out in the sun, you can't take vitamin C, does nothing. They also said, hey guys, quit smoking. Nicotine is bad for you. When we've come to find out that these are the nicotine receptors that are attacked, okay? And they knew this. They also tried to take off which stuff that you could buy off of Amazon. I think it was NAC. Just so that you couldn't get better. They wanted a sick population to get you into the hospitals, to give you the drugs, to kill you. This was a depopulation event put on by these giants, put on by these fallen angels that came into the daughters of men.
Rochelle, dudes, dudette, right? Folks, dude, look, are you looking at me, folks? Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot trust anyone. Did you hear what I just told you? If you're not dealing with somebody who is filled with the Holy Spirit, they're capable of anything. The love of money is the root of all evil.
Amen.
And when are we going to come to the realization that we got to stop begging evil men to do good? They're incapable of doing it, friends. They're incapable of doing it.
Can I just say one more thing? One more thing, Coach. We are all dealing with this right now. Your 27-year-old cousin who's got stage 4 prostate cancer, or your son's best friend who just died of a brain aneurysm. Any of those, these young people, this is not normal. This is not normal. It's not from red dye 40 either. Okay?
Nope.
That's all a distraction, you guys. They tried to kill us and our progeny.
Folks, I'm just curious here. I was in church a long time. I was raised Catholic. So I was a good Catholic boy. I went to church all the time. And then I found Christ outside the Catholic church. And I've been in church. I've heard about the prosperity message. I've heard about the healing. I've heard all that stuff. And I bet I haven't heard, not making it up, in a church, a message on the fallen angels. Not one. Has anybody out there had your pastor give you one message on the fallen angels and the Nephilim? Huh? Anyone? Demons and where demons come from and what demons are. Now, they go tell you how to get rich, how to make more money, how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. but yet they never talk about what's critical, that there were giants in the earth of those days and also after. Sons of God came into the daughters of men, bare children to them. They became mighty men which revolt, men of renown. And it changed the entire world structure. And we look around here. I'm in the middle of Nephilim mounds. Everywhere I look, and there's not one in 10,000 people in this area right now that have any idea what those mounds are. What the hell is that all about? Vinny, come on in.
I just want to remind people, just like the Katie Johnson case, it required collusion behind the scenes.
Sure
did. Or did we all forget about the blank inserts in the 75 years that they were going to plan on telling us stuff?
Uh-huh. That's right. Hey, Vinny, why? Because we don't understand that the devil has a team.
Boom.
We don't get it, right? We don't get the devil has a team. And we see they put the prettiest people on TV. I can't pull it up here. They did some guy did a 16-hour watch of MSNBC. Can you imagine that? It's on the internet. 16-hour watch of MSNBC and documented it, and not one in 16 hours, not one pro-Trump commentator, not one. 16 straight hours of lies. And how many people are sitting in front of that stuff watching that every day? Johnny, come on in.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning. Everybody. Yeah, doubt and uncertainty. Is that of God or is that of the devil?
Amen.
God is not doubtful. God is not uncertain.
Or confusing.
God is truth. That's right. So there you have it.
There you are. And so, again, as I said it the other day, who makes these people famous? I think I'm pretty good. I think I could, if somebody came along and wanted to give me a show on, I think I'm pretty good. I think I'm pretty good. Maybe I wouldn't get a million. Well, I could get 100,000 probably. Who makes these people famous? You look at these people on MSNBC, the commentators. Who hired them? How did they get that job? Right? Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. Do you think if somebody came along and said, "Hey, Coach Dave, we're going to take Coach Dave live." Here's why I don't do it, by the way. We want to invest in Coach Dave live, and Coach, we want to sign a contract with you, and Coach, you're going to pay us $50,000, $60,000, and Coach Dave, we'll get your name. By the way, I get those kind of offers all the time. We'll get your name out there, and then you're controlled. See, then you're controlled. Then they own you, and then they decide whether they're going to put you on or put you in the tank because they own you, right? So don't you think that Joe Rogan, somebody hadn't promoted Joe Rogan. Look at Alex Jones, what he fights to get out there, because it appears to me Alex isn't owned by anybody. Love him or hate him, believe him or don't believe him, he seems to be his own independent guy. Rush Limbaugh had certain subjects he was not allowed to talk about. You do understand that, don't you, folks? Rush Limbaugh was just a Republican cheerleader. He didn't tell us the truth about George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush. And he didn't tell us that. Why? Because he's controlled. They're controlled. And so we find ourselves watching on both sides. I'm sorry. Controlled people. Controlled commentators. Controlled podcasters. Now, I hear from people all the time say, "Coach, have you listened to this person?" And I haven't. Why haven't I listened to him? Because they don't get promoted by the system. They don't get promoted because they want to control the message. And so you're talking to your friends and you're trying to tell them information you're finding out on Coach Dave Live, and they don't want to listen to Coach Dave Live. Hell, they never heard of him. Where is it? Just some little podcaster? Yeah, he's just some little podcaster telling us a lot of truth. Well, if he's so good, then why isn't he on bigger stations? Well, just told you why, right? It's not about me. I'm not talking about me. This message. Think about those of you who are watching this right now. Some of you get up every morning to come back for more. Why? Because you get enlightened every time you come. And you know this. I'm not lying to you. You know I'm not lying to you. And at the end of the day, you can believe it or not believe it. You can. It's okay. But you keep coming back. Mary Jane.
Coach, I just got off the phone with Pastor Matt, giving him the good news. He was all excited. He said, you tell JR, I'm preaching the message each Sunday on the Family Month. He did it last Sunday on Mother's Day. He said, and today I'm getting my sign out. I said, I haven't got it out. I apologize. And hang it on the church out front of the sign. He said, I'm getting my yellow shirt out so I can start wearing it. He said, we're going to spread the news. I said,
he needs to get JR in his pulpit to tell people what's going on.
That's been in contact with JR, and JR had him on his show, and they're staying in contact.
Amen. Well, amen.
So I told him, I said, Pastor Matt, we're going to promote it because what just happened, I said, we're just talking about it on Coach's podcast. So I'm kind of I'm getting him to come around little by little. I said, here's what we got to do. I said, we're going to stand, we're going to explain to the church this Sunday what just happened. And I said, and I'm going to stand at the back door when they leave, and everybody's getting one of them ministry cards with JR's site on it, and Craig's and everybody else's, and your podcast. And I was like, here's where JR is getting some traction through this podcast. Get on board, people. So we're gonna blast them this Sunday in the church. So it'll be good.
What we have to do, you guys know this, right? I'm looking something over here.
Oh, hey. And Pastor Matt even said, he said, you know what? I told him about the event Ray did. He said, you know what? When we get this all seated out here, because they're putting on two Sunday school rooms on the church right now, we get this all seated for next year and grass growing, we're going to do a Natural Family Month event all day outside the church building. That's there.
Awesome, huh? Awesome. So listen, I'm looking here. I'm trying to find it. I'm not going to find it, but I'm out anyway. Why won't somebody help me out? Is there a pastor out there? Roger, you come in. I'm going to fill this out. Is there a pastor out there that can explain to me why pastors won't get involved with things like this? Can some pastor come in and explain to me why they wouldn't pick this up and run with it? Roger, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I just wanted to say that one of the other things that's they've been pulling over our eyes is that they've created cancer. They put stuff in the foods, the medicines, the pharmacy. Yep. And then when you go in to get treated, they cut out lymph nodes. They give you all these chemotherapies that kill you.
Yep.
And it's all depopulation. They're getting money off of it. Yep. That's a scam. And people give to the American Cancer Society thinking they're coming up with a cure.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. More money wasted on that, buddy. Huh?
And, you know, the ivermectin, the other stuff. I know a doctor that was even using baking soda in intravenous to cure some cancers.
Wow. You know? They have so told us a lie. By the way, I just saw, pardon me, I'm scrolling. My cousin Mary's listening. Mary, good to see you out there. Keep listening. I'm looking for, come on, some pastor. Where's Pastor Clint when I need him? Where's Pastor Clint? Huh? What are pastors afraid of? Or is it, Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Is it that they don't know or they don't care? Which is it, Dale? They don't know or they don't care?
Oh, no, neither one of those. It's fear. Fear, fear, fear. You know, I want to go back to that thing about the Nephilim real quick, and that is this based on is because we can't handle the truth? Coach, they are programming people to where they can't handle the truth. Watch this. 2016, Donald Trump won, and the next thing we needed safe spaces and coloring books and crayons. We have created such a, we can't handle that truth. We can't handle those things. That's exactly it. Now, Coach, for 2 years now, from Mother's Day to Father's Day, I preached last week on the mothers and then the children this week. We preach on the grandparents. We preach on the spiritual mothers and fathers, the church family, and then the Father's Day. And I hand out, everybody gets signs in my church. I got the signs hanging through my church. Coach, that's why I wanted that, to present that to our state legislation, because I think Louisiana is prime for something like this too.
Amen. Amen. So Dale, now you can show the guys in Louisiana, see, they're doing it in Ohio, right? Now they're not the only ones again. Folks, do you understand from a Christian perspective, how much we overwhelm?
Wait, Coach. I can't do that because it might violate my 501c3. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I don't have one of them stupid things.
Hey, Dale, it's even worse than that. It might offend that big donor up there who's got a homo grandchild. might offend them.
Hey, Coach. Hey, not patting myself on the back, but the biggest donor preaches out of the pulpit.
Good line. Rochelle, come on in.
Hey, Coach. I just wanted to comment on personalities like Joe Rogan. Yep. And I like, sure, yeah, are they telling the masses some stuff that we've known for, oh, I don't know, decades? It's just he's a little late to the party, number one, okay? Yep. And then he misdirects and says, oh, it's just because you maybe y'all couldn't handle it. Like, you know, if there was aliens coming, you couldn't handle the truth. No. Yep. That's not it at all. He should be directing people to the truth. He wants to get our attention and be famous. He deep down knows the truth, okay? Right. And yeah. He has showed how to sideline people. So that's now right. We can all be cool and talk about how we can't trust the institutions because they lie to us, but nobody explains why, okay? And the why is the reason. They're keeping you from your creator. They're keeping you walking around that mountain doing nothing but watching football games and hiding Easter eggs, and you don't know shit about your creator.
They vote Republican, though, Rochelle. They vote Republican, right? I mean, that's really it. You're right. You're right. They don't know. They don't know. And so it can be a distraction. We got to be careful with it.
Well, you also got to look at him. I mean, he's up there smoking pot and doing – Coach, this is an attack on the culture. Believe me, coming from a family and being one involved in smoking pot and drinking and all of that stuff, I wish I was never introduced to it. Uh-huh. It is not good for our young kids to think this is cool and that there is no consequences for it and we can be like Joe Rogan.
Well, but,
it's bad. It's terrible.
Well, I get all that. We get all that. We have to understand it's all controlled. What if Joe Rogan really got saved? What's going to happen then? Are they going to continue to promote Joe Rogan? He really gets saved and continues to talk about Jesus, which I don't know if you guys have been following it at all. He's talking about Jesus. Joe Rogan's talking about Jesus and creationism and giant. Who? Joe Rogan. How long are they going to let him do that? Mark Trump.
Got a little bit of a different spin to put on this giant thing, Coach.
All right.
So the channeling and programming, where do most of our youth focus their tell a vision time? They're looking at superheroes. They're looking at gain of function heroes. Mm-hmm. They're looking at Nephilim, Coach.
Yeah.
So the whole idea of giants is going to be welcomed because of the programming. They're friendly. They're good. They're heroes. Yeah. There are some bad ones, but you gotta have giants to beat the bad giants. So all of the children, even since I was in school with Greek mythology, you kind of, wow, all of those, you know, gods had different abilities. And it was like, that's our culture, Coach. So when the giants do arise, what will the people do? Half the people will worship them because they're heroes.
Yep. Amen.
So that'll divide humanity. The ones who don't worship the giants are going to get squashed, not by the giants necessarily. It'll be by the same people. It'll be by the people who worship the giants.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so these are the devices that they're using to program us to get us ready to adopt gods on earth again.
Amen.
Okay, and I just see it heading that way. Everything Rochelle said, everything that they're programming us to do. Great show, Coach. Opened my eyes to a few more dots. Thank you.
Amen. So, folks, here's a good test for you. Okay, in your realm of influence and your friends, when you're just having a conversation, just ask them. Say, "Hey, what do you think about the Nephilim? You know, Joe Rogan was talking about that, and you know what they're going to say to you." What are Nephilim? Your Christian friends, I'm talking about, right? Your Christian friends don't even know what it is. Oh, man. Why? Because they don't want the truth to be exposed. That's why they hate creationism so much, because it exposes all the lies. Dale, it's been a good show. Huh? I would watch this show if I wasn't doing it. Come on in, Dale.
You know, so going back to what you know, for Joe Rogan, is it ever too late? No, it's never too late. And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it might have been Tozer, A.W. Tozer, who was a unbeliever, but he was bound and determined to search out truth. Then he found truth, and truth was found in the scripture. So the more Rogan searches for, I believe, truth, and I believe he does, I believe he is, he's not there yet, and I don't expect him to be where we're at in day one, but if he searches out for the truth, he'll find it, and it'll hit him in the face, and it'll change him and the platform he has. But I'm telling you, I'm going to go back to it. What kept Israel from fighting Goliath? Fear. Yep. Fear is the cancer to our faith. Amen, the spirit, brother. And it's not only that, the Bible clearly identifies it. It has a name. It is called the spirit of fear.
Which God has not given us. God has not given
us. A spirit of what? Spirit of fear. It is contradictory to the spirit of faith, right? Of the three talents, right? I mean, all you did is you had a great talent and he buried it in the ground. What did he say of him? He didn't just say, oh, you know, I'm sorry about it. He says, you're a wicked, wicked servant. Yeah. Coach, fear is the cancer to faith.
Oh, it is that,
what do you call it? Parasite. It's the parasite. It gets inside of you. It kills you.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Jeff, quickly. Then Rochelle.
Coach, you said this earlier. This would be the motto for the day. We've got to blast this off with everything, all the topics, JR and all of them. It's time we take control.
It is. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Huh? Let's force through Natural Family Month. Mel, JR, whoever, let's get this thing organized. Glenn, let's get this thing organized and let's push it. Let's push it. Let's organize a rally at the State House, Natural Family. It's already on the table. Let's organize a rally. Rochelle.
Gosh, I would love if you guys get it through there in Ohio, then we could have something here in Florida. This could just flood it. Remember what's going to be going on next month. I hope that since Trump is in charge now, that people grow a pair and get out there and push back against this and demand the officials stop these pride parades.
Amen.
But what I wanted to say is, you said, why don't Christians, you know, you might ask your Christian friend, what do you think about what Joe Rogan said about the Nephilim? And they might not even know what the Nephilim are. What? Coach, how do these people explain the flood? Why did God flood the earth if you don't know about the Nephilim? How do they explain why God told his people? He said, go and kill entire races of people. How can you explain that to someone unless you understand what the Nephilim are? And how the genetics were totally unsanctioned and evil. And that was why the flood happened, to wipe out evil races of beings and unsanctioned things.
Not even mentioned in your church, because you're talking about the prosperity gospel, how to have 50 days to be 50 days to be 50 happy. And right. Yes. Let me get Lauren in here. Go ahead, Lauren.
Okay, so why don't we pray for Joe Rogan right now? Because I've been listening, and I think we need to pray for Joe Rogan.
Amen.
We need to pray for his team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that he has knowledge of this, but he doesn't have a relationship. People are running around, and I've said this before, you're making Christians, Jesus is a Tinder swipe. The only way for him to use the voice for those who are appointed to die, scripture says, is an encounter with the living, loving Jesus Christ, who reveals the love of the Father so that he can be used for the purpose that God created him to be and gave him this position for.
Lauren, we've got a minute and a half. Go ahead and pray.
Okay. So, Heavenly Father, you are Almighty God. We come into your courts of heaven right now as a team, and we're huddled around Joe Rogan, as you called us to do. We're calling you on the name that's above all name, where every knee will bow, that you, Lord Jesus Christ, will have an encounter with Joe Rogan like never before. And Lord Jesus, that you save him, and he knows that he's been saved by you, and it'll be a loving encounter showed with mercy and grace like you've given each of us. We look forward to the answer to this prayer, because you said that you wish that none should perish, that all should come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So, Father, in the mighty name of your name, Yeshua, and your son, Yeshua HaMashiach, that this will be done. It's written in the books, courts of heaven right now. The angels are bearing witness to it. And we will hear soon of the salvation, the gift of love that's been given, and the encounter that Joe Rogan has like no other. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Lord, we trade Lindsey Graham for Joe Rogan. See you tomorrow.